2. John Whitmore's first day at work in Dar es Salaam. John Whitmore woke up on the morning of his first day of work in Dar es Salaam with a feeling of freshness and calm. The tropical air that blew gently through the open window into his bedroom carried the scent of flowering plants and a distant ocean. It had been a wonderful night, quiet and peaceful. The tension of the last days of the journey seemed to have evaporated in the silent darkness. The first rays of sunshine of the day painted bright stripes on the walls of the modernly furnished apartment that had been made available to him by the company. Upon entering the kitchen, John was pleasantly surprised. The fridge was generously stocked, rich in fresh tropical fruits, a selection of cheeses, fine breads, and a variety of juices. With a satisfied smile, he prepared a breakfast that was like a king's table. Mangoes, pineapples, and papaya glowed in the morning sun, along with a freshly brewed coffee, the scent of which filled the room. It was a gentle start to the day that gave him the feeling that he had arrived. As he enjoyed the first bites of his breakfast, he remembered that he wanted to thank Furaha, the housekeeper, for the excellent care of the apartment. The immaculately maintained rooms and the loving furnishings had already impressed him when he arrived. He took his cell phone and called her. "Good morning, Furaha," he began politely. "I wanted to thank you for your excellent work. The apartment is in perfect condition, and the fridge is wonderfully stocked. I'm really impressed."
"Thank you, Mr. Whitmore," Furaha replied in a warm tone. "I'm glad you like it. I have one more small request," he added. "Could you perhaps run some errands for me?"
"Of course, I will cover all costs, and I would like to emphasize that I will set up an appropriate service flat rate for your effort."
"With pleasure, Mr. Whitmore. I'll take care of it right away." After the conversation, John leaned back contentedly. He appreciated the professional and cordial tone that prevailed here in Tanzania. Later, when Furaha had finished the errands, he left her a generous tip as a token of his appreciation. Around 10 o'clock it was time to set off. Juma, his courteous driver, was already waiting outside. John got into the air-conditioned car, and they drove at a leisurely pace through the busy streets of Dar es Salaam. The city pulsated with life, and yet there seemed to be a certain serenity, a quiet energy that differed from the hustle and bustle of the Western world.
Stadt Unterscheid. Der Ozean funkelt in der Fern, und die Palmen wiegten sich sanft im Wind. Bei Neumota Angekommen, der Firma, für die als Leitender Manager arbeiten wird freundlich empfangen. Der Chef de Unternehmens, ein Alterer her with gray hair and a firm handshake, welcomed him personally and guided him through the modern offices. John was fascinated by the style of the company, which exuded a perfect blend of African traditions and international professionalism. The employees seemed motivated and competent, and the interaction with each other was characterized by respect and an unobtrusive smile. John felt that he was in good hands here. After a productive introduction to his new responsibilities and a few conversations with key department heads, he decided to spend his lunch break at one of the nearby hotels. The meal was a feast for the senses: fresh fish, exotic spices, and a glass of chilled white wine that perfectly balanced the heat of the day. He enjoyed the tranquility of the moment as he looked out over the hotel's vast gardens. In the afternoon, he continued his work in the office, where he was always impressed by the efficiency and the pleasant working atmosphere. Towards evening, Juma picked him up again, and they drove back to the apartment, which was now bathed in golden light in the soft dusk. Back in his apartment, John worked in his home office for about an hour and a half, answering last emails and completing planning for the next day. Then, with a glass of red wine in his hand, he ended the day in front of the TV. It was a peaceful moment in which he enjoyed the tranquility of the tropical night and the soft hum of the fan. Just before he went to sleep, his phone rang. It was Miriam, one of the people in charge of the company.
"Good evening, Mr. Whitmore. I hope everything was to your satisfaction today," she asked kindly.
"Absolutely, Miriam," John replied and smiled. "It was an excellent day. I'm looking forward to the coming time here." With this satisfied feeling, He put the phone aside, enjoyed a last sip of wine, and let the day end in quiet contentment.